This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. Monday, August 18th. And until after 11 o'clock in the morning, once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The conversation today, the theme today, the ethos of today is things that make you go, I'm not sure it's but it's things that make you go, there is a recent response by the government, because I have two issues I want to hash out. I want you to join me and inquire some things. I have two incidents I want you to hash out with me. It's not necessarily a critique. It was something I noticed, and I said, I wonder if anyone else noticed this, right? Is this normal? Something happened over the weekend, and it involved the COI, Coalition of Independents. They're a political party. So if anyone listening who's COI, they can always call in and state, one, why you don't support the COI? And then if by that vein, if those persons want to call in and say why they don't support the COI, I'll even entertain that conversation to short points, not too in detail. But there is a response by the government, our government, because of accusation. One of the accusations that the members of the COI are saying that, in just my words now, was that the government is taking care of illegal immigrants over Bahamians. The government issued a statement. I have that statement, and they maybe play that during the show. A statement from the Department of Social Services, which says that the social service take care of Bahamian citizens, full stop. And those who have permanent residence, I guess that's Bahamian in waiting, put it in quotes, right? First. And if in case of emergencies, like a mass disaster or some sort, they do include any kind of migrants or the general public in general, right? But their principal goal, principal objective, their principal mandate is to take care of Bahamians, full stop or semicolon there, and permanent residents, right? You have a duty of care. They have status to be in the Bahamas, right? So those are the two. The Coalition of Independents said, man, because of the shanty town, the bulldozing, the government sent in social services to do their due diligence, to check to see if any Bahamian citizens are there, check to see if anyone with status in terms of permanent residence are there, and express to their mandate of taking care of them, offer whatever services they can render. We know that social services is strained. Even though they're mandated to take care of Bahamians and persons who have status to be here, their resources are strained. We know that it's be limited. We know that sometimes it's be a weight, right? Sometimes it's be limited an amount of things that they can do. But of course, they come in and make sure assist. They give you ideas and tell you what to sign up for and streamline activities on what can be done. We know that's what social service does. No one to complain. There's Bahamians there who understand that process. They're on the waiting list now, right? But it is what it is. But the government gave a response, and this is where my concern come in. The government gave a response, and this is my first time seeing a broad response. And the key word where I'm saying that the government, not the Department of Social Services, not the Department of Immigration, not the office of the prime minister, but a response that has the crest of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This was also aired on another news media station, so I assume it was aired there. They didn't get all the news from government first. I don't know how they get it. This particular station just get all the news first. And they aired and said the government has issued a public service statement. And I say, this odd. There's no one signed here. There's no signatory. There's no department. This can't be real. But the news people say, yes, they get this. They know that this is from the government. That's how I'm going to read this. And what I find peculiar also, they call people name in this press release. It's a press release, a statement. And I said, this is odd. for government, right? I don't know who sent it. I know that they say it's reported from government, so I can't verify it. And I said, but why the government is doing this new thing? And I wanted to have a discussion about that. And of course, loosely about the COI and their antics too. I have another issue that I wanted to have a conversation about. The opposition has raised some questions about, how much am I, $10 million? I'm just making sure. Mm-hmm. $10 million. And I want to hash that out. They're going to hash that out by the 30-minute mark, right? Because there's a new entity that was not mentioned in the budget. This business just pop up, like popcorn. And nobody's concerned about these things. Nobody's asking questions about these things. And I said, since nobody's going to ask the question, I got to bait Aaron and say, what do you think about these things, man? What is the standard? What should I have expected? Why should I be concerned as a citizen? Why aren't you as a citizen concerned about it and asking questions? Say, man, I understand, government, that you're trying. You're working. But certain things you got to do in decency and order so the Bahamian people can appreciate and say, hey, you can criticize my government, but they're working and I understand why they're doing it. And sometimes I just don't understand why they do things like this, or just recklessly. And I want to talk about that recklessly in this recklessness in this conversation. Is this recklessness in this conversation? But I'm going to start with, like, say, the COI. I'm going to lead and end with this this money thing that the opposition is questioning, because I understand why the opposition up in arms. I understand, right? And I want to question whether this is typical of the government to issue a press release like this. Welcome, Aaron Green. How you doing?
It's hot.
AC inside working, percolating.
Not in here.
Right on.
In my spirit. I have to say, first of all, happy birthday to my cousin Rhonda Bailey.
Okay.
Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I missed it because PTC. Oh, irony. Anyway, happy birthday, cousin. Yeah. I had to do that quick.
Happy birthday, Rhonda Bailey.
Now, Mr. Yuri, you want me to read this thing, but you know I have a rule.
What rule is
it? Like, I like to know who wrote it.
That's what I said. That's the question. It just came.
It don't have a ministry. It don't have a department. It don't have a bureau. It don't have a desk attached to it. And there's no name. See, because you could give me a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, like, Bob Brownie, wait for government. I know he wait for government, right?
But now you see my frustration.
Yeah.
And see, I was ignoring it. So this can't be real until the newspaper.
And then you said,
there's a media house
that shared it and acknowledged it as real news,
as
right?
Real news?
I have a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
Was that the same media house that was talking about the Cooper Davis administration?
Yeah, but people's made that mistake.
Maybe they're in the future.
They're in the future?
I just saying, maybe they know, you know, because in the future, there are things that we don't know in the present. And maybe they know things we don't know.
They tend to know things that other media houses do not know.
Yeah.
It's like they have a connection with the government.
Not the Cooper Davis connection either.
Yeah.
Public notice. Okay, so I read the whole thing. There's the coat of arms and underneath it, government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, I will say that I've seen this insignia before, right? Like, I've seen this symbol, this image on letterhead before. Public notice, false information alert, rapid response unit. Can I just tell you, like, I hadn't read the title yet. That's what irony is.
What's irony?
Irony is that you've published a public notice, false information alert, rapid response unit.
But now we found what a unit is. I didn't even notice that there was, I didn't even know we had a rapid response
unit. Do you know which ministry the rapid response unit is in?
No, but I know now we know that we have a rapid response unit.
We always had a rapid response unit in the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
No, that's the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
I'm just saying, but I don't know.
I just don't know.
And then there's no name. Because earlier people called, you were the expert, and said that Hay Street and Market Street is two-way.
Hay Street and Market Street.
So you could turn west onto Hay Street.
You could turn west into Hay Street. It's Hay Street west, and it's Hay Street east. So it all depends. Or if you're driving on Market Street going south, you can turn right at the red light, or you can come from a Blue Road into...
The devil is a liar. Yeah. I only asked you because you used to live there.
Yeah, I live Hay Street West.
I know you don't wait for road traffic.
Yeah, but I live Hay Street West. You turn there.
Yes, okay.
There's a traffic light.
The Prime Minister, if you were standing, okay, see, because I told him the Prime Minister would have to have the Governor General and Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Jesus on his left and Governor General on his right. But if you were, you could replace either of the two of them, and maybe I would believe it. But yeah, I could need the Prime Minister to tell me
but
that.
But you always turn right.
No, there's no way because the road is not constructed like that. I just refuse to believe it.
Yeah, it is though. Go ahead.
I mean, you could say that, but I don't mean it.
I understand. Go ahead.
Public notice, false information, alert, rapid response unit. The statement circulating on social media suggesting that immigrants are given priority over Bahamians in receiving social assistance is false. Here are the facts.
Okay.
That just the first
as
line.
A fact, it's apparently a fact checker thing.
No, I'm just saying the first line. You would have a. I don't know what they're doing. One, the Bahamas follows all international laws.
Okay.
Two, housing assistance is only provided to Bahamian citizens who meet the criteria under the means test, whether temporary or ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
I don't know.
Three, this is the first administration to take decisive and sustained action to demolish all shanty towns across the Bahamas, and the process is ongoing.
I don't see the need to say that.
Yeah, so now, because that now questions, where did this emanate from?
Yes.
Is this from the OPM's office?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this from the PLP coming out of the OPM's office?
There you go.
Four,
major political.
Migrants in the country illegally who are found in these communities are arrested, charged, and deported in accordance with the law.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Yes.
That in that shanty town demolishing, as they went through, or they haven't demolished it yet, you're saying that they plan to arrest people?
No, okay, so they make an assessment. They determine if you are undocumented, then you are detained by Immigration and Defense Force.
So,
and you are processed.
Any mention that anyone was detained at this process? Do you know? I mean, did you hear? Did anyone, is it news? Did you hear anything?
So far, they have not referenced a specific incident. They haven't referenced a specific procedure, a specific campaign or program, right? Or initiative. So I don't know what you mean when you say, did they mention it?
They are now walking, doing a walk through a particular shanty town. I want to know if anyone was arrested during this exercise. Did they Monk said, during our exercise, we have detained.
No, there's nothing.
People.
There's nothing like that in here. They don't even reference a specific, yeah, quote unquote, exercise.
Yeah. There you go.
Which causes me to question, where exactly did this communication emanate from?
There you go.
Number five, persons on work permits found living in unregulated communities trigger action against their employers, who are legally responsible for providing proper housing.
Have you heard of any employer being charged that their employees are living in a shantytown? In history, I mean, have you heard of any?
No.
See, that's my concern. But anyway, go ahead, continue.
Many Bahamians also live in unregulated communities, and demolition efforts address all unsafe and unlawful settlements. Seven, immigrants in the country illegally may receive basic temporary emergency assistance, food, and medical care. Only in extreme cases, such as natural disasters or man-made.
I guess that's fire.
Hold on, I have to read that sentence again.
Yeah, please.
Immigrants in the country illegally may receive basic temporary emergency assistance, food, and medical care.
Is that
only in extreme cases?
Is that
cases.
The detention center?
It's more than that. They will receive shelter as well.
At the detention center?
Not necessarily at the detention center or in a detention facility, but certainly.
And let's pause right here. Remember they said they detained people who they come across illegally?
Yeah.
And then now you're saying the people who have an emergency didn't mention the detaining no more. They said they can get help. I assume if they determine that they're illegal, you go back to the number three or number four and say, hey, you got to get detained here.
The point seven continues, this is short term until immigration addresses their case.
That would be in the detention center.
So it will be in the detention center or a facility deemed as a detention center.
Okay.
Well, this is what we assume, right?
Mm.
That's what we assume when we start reading seven. Then they say this is short term until immigration addresses their cases, right? Mm. That means before the case goes before the court.
Yes.
So they that doesn't mean that immigration hasn't stepped in yet, mm-hmm, right? That immigration may probably be providing oversight at whatever detention facility that immigration deems appropriate, right?
Go ahead.
Number eight, permanent residents are only given temporary housing in the event of a man-made or natural disaster. For example, during Hurricane Dorian, some permanent residents were provided with temporary shelter for humanitarian reasons.
Yeah. What is temporary housing? Just being temporary, right? I mean, how long is that? Because, I mean, I assume they gave everybody temporary housing. You can't be giving people houses for life, permanent housing, right? You give everyone temporary housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember the people around the government said they was there temporarily for about a year, and now the government trying to kick them out the place on Ponciana. And she said, it's me and my son, and you're all trying to kick us out the temporary housing.
Mm-hmm.
After they've been here for, anyway, go ahead, finish reading.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Abaco and domes and trailers, mm-hmm. and so temporary that now we have to ask the state that are y'all actually debating changing the building codes and occupancy regulations? Like, it seems like we have to ask you, are you having a conversation about whether y'all going to authorize people, enable people through the law to live in trailer homes and things now?
Sure.
Because that's how temporary the housing is.
Go ahead, finish it.
Number 9, we invite Bahamians to consider what type of temporary assistance they would receive in other...
What? See why I get frustrated? You got to read it so the listening audience can understand why I raise the alarm and say something wrong. Just can't be real.
Point number 9, we invite Bahamians to consider what type of temporary assistance they would receive in other countries if there were a man-made or natural disaster. These basic measures are standard practice under international law. This includes Mr. Bain, who we believe travels. Throw the whole letter away.
And that's what I said. Who mentions a specific person in a government issuance? And I said, this can't be real.
Someone who has no experience in government writing, producing, and disseminating government
and perhaps that's why they didn't put no letterhead as where it come from, because they said this can't be real. I just could issue this out, and then that news agency, their media, you know, who like witness things, they just put it out.
I shall continue to read.
You gotta finish it.
Because it purports, it looks on the surface like it's a government communication.
It can't be.
That it looks so similar to other government communications that are also of a substandard nature, I think.
And I believe media is supposed to challenge this. They said, no man, who write this?
10. I want you to know this is my first time seeing it.
Oh, okay.
I would have been...
You know, my inbox is be full.
I spent my weekend being hot about multiple things,
I
right?
Understand.
Not just being hot about the heat. Number 10, Lincoln Bain has a history...
They call his name. I tell you, they call his name.
But it's like, is this... is question.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tabloid.
Question. Is this libelous? Is it slanderous?
I don't know. But it's the only thing I find it entertaining.
Okay, you talk to them while I read that not aloud. Let me read it not aloud and then...
Well, you defer it. I assume the COI understand why this exercise is being done. Someone
right.
sent out...
Right. We're not reading it to perpetuate any perceived offense or slight. We're reading it to bring it to light and to table it. Number 10, Lincoln Bain has a history of spreading false and misleading information to create fear and anger among Bahamians. Says the statement that does not indicate which government agency issued it or who wrote it, nor who authorized it to be published.
When I read that, I said, this is hilarious. This can't be from a government. This can't. It's got to be fake. But like I said, the media group reported it on the news.
For his political gain and attention, we can conclude that he has a very dangerous, strange, and complicated relationship with the truth. Full stop.
I'm still...
We urge the public... Listen, this is the best part.
The best part
in bold.
In bold.
At the bottom, the last sentence... We urge the public to rely on official sources for accurate information and avoid sharing false claims. Is somebody trolling us, Mr. Nuri?
I think.
Was this an exercise to teach us a lesson? Look how y'all gone and read the statement that obviously looked like a government statement and that the other media house posted, and we haven't heard a retraction request and nobody from the government asked them to retract it yet. You sure we're not being trolled?
Clearly, how I get it, how it's circulating over social media, some government official supposed to say, hey, that's in us.
Producer, play the gospel music right now, because, you know, this is a moment where I changed my life from Christ to crime.
Let's go to the caller. Let's go to the caller, right? Because this don't make... Anyway, Guardian Radio AM, how are you doing, caller?
Morning, CA, and morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Yeah, Aaron, before I make this comment, I want to see something. Let's see if these political leaders will be going into this shanty town around election season having our language translated in Creole. I just want to see something, okay? Just over the last 30...
That never happened.
Come on, man.
Give me an incident.
You know what happened, right?
No, just give me an incident that you know of personally that happened before.
Yeah, just say so.
Give me an incident, an example of where you know for sure that happened before.
It happened with Mr. Ingram. It happened with Terry Christie. It happened with Hubert Minnis.
They went into the shantytown?
Yeah, they go into the shantytown. Yeah, and see, we got to come to them. We have to come to their rally, but they normally go into the shantytown.
I've never seen that happen.
English language translated into Creole, so their voters could...
How did you know that this happened?
How?
Yeah.
Videos.
No, the videos are always in church. The videos so far in the history of the Bahamas has been in a church. They're never in a shanty town. Now, you saying you know something separate.
Millennial, the primary point I'm trying to make is...
You got
to
correct your last point, though.
English.
No, you got to stop. Stop. No. You said you know for sure, or you saw the government, the prime minister, going into a shanty town and as a campaign and campaign to them.
Okay, then.
That never happened.
They met their voters where they are then.
Now, that's much better. But you say shanty town.
They met their voters where they are. How is that?
That's much better. They went to a church.
Now, you would agree that English normally be translated into Creole?
Yes, they spoke in English and Creole.
Okay, then. That doesn't make no sense, because we all know that everyone who holds our document must have a full grasp of the English language.
Where is that in the Constitution?
Where is it in the Constitution?
Please, just tell me.
There's a second language that we speak in the Constitution. That's the question you need to ask me. Because both of us will be trying to find it. But my point, though, is this, though.
The Chapter 3, when they speak about creed, right? Place of origin. And they talk about freedoms guaranteed despite place of origin creed, right? That speaks to that, right? There's no provision in our Constitution that says that English is the national language, and there's no provision that says that only English can be spoken. But we do have provisions that suggest that you cannot discriminate against someone because English is not their first language, or they're not most proficient in that particular language.
So you don't necessarily have to be able to speak English to own a passport.
No.
Now, hold on. Because I am not as familiar with the Nationality Act as I am with Chapter 3 of the Constitution, I can say it is possible. It is possible that there are provisions in the Nationality Act that actually contravene the Constitution, right? And so it could be that there are provisions in ordinary law. I have never seen them, and I've never heard anybody reference them. And I think by this point, somebody would have called the provision and... you know where to find it, chapter 3, article.
I'll get it for you so you could see it. But I know that all of the activities in the Nationality Act is flawed because it never came to a referendum. We never vote on it. And the law itself should
not
have
more power. There are a number of referendums that you don't have to go and have a referendum, right, for the Constitution.
If you're going to give the Jane Rooney case, it's a clear case that I'm on the right track, because Jane Rooney couldn't get citizenship through the Constitution. He couldn't get it. Then he went to the Privy Council. The Privy Council said it's clear that the appellant, the now late Jane Rooney, didn't meet the criteria laid forth in the Constitution. So they couldn't give him
the
no citizenship.
The issue with the Jane Rooney case was that the issue was that he did not apply. And the expiration date for him to apply has been expired. And he wanted to do it retroactively and say, hey, even though I never applied when they said at 18, I still believe that I can get citizenship. And the law says you need to apply at a particular time.
At one point, you were qualified.
Yes.
But you missed the timeline.
We have an issue with that regarding the senior justices now. Whether they can continue a ruling after the end of their...
Or whether a ruling submitted after the expiry of their contract, right, is still law, if it's still valid.
And that was the issue with Jane Rooney. What you're saying is not the same thing.
Justice CCA, the Chief Justice, stated that there was a lacuna, meaning there was a void in law, so there was no provisions even there to accommodate Jane Rooney. He said this.
Going back to my point again, the time was allotted for him to apply had expired.
So why?
So he's no longer entitled.
CCA, take that back. Why then, even after that ruling, look in the Tribune, look in the Guardian, you'll see the minister still issuing citizenship to persons
okay,
over
because,
the age
hold on, that's
19.
Simple. Hold on, because that's simple, right?
What?
The court makes a ruling. It makes a ruling. That does not force the legislature or the executive's hand. That's now, this is when we talk about separation of powers, right? The judiciary, the executive, and parliament, the legislature. The court makes a ruling and says this law that currently exists is contrary to the Constitution and should be changed. And that's all. Hold on. That's all that they can say. They cannot force parliament's hand to change the law, right?
Okay, then.
So the person who won the case got to go to appeal and push the issue. And somehow force the government, the legislature, to legislate, to acknowledge what the judiciary said and then codify that in legislation. So it's possible, right? It's possible that a judge has ruled that that thing that y'all are doing is wrong, but the legislature can continue to do it until their hand is forced.
So they're not honorable. Then.
Don't be asking me questions like that at a time like this. But the point I'm making, let me take us to a case in Trinidad, the Jason Jones case, where they had the historic ruling that buggery is unconstitutional. They had that ruling, but the judiciary could not force parliament to change the laws right away. And then the executive said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to appeal so everybody hold their horses. You see what I'm saying?
We don't have one lawyer in this country.
Y'all say y'all don't like Fred Smith.
No, but I'm just saying. Fred was on the wrong side of history.
Now you want him to be the wrong side. You just want him to do your stuff.
He lost. But I'm asking you now, though. Don't we have one lawyer who can look at the Nationality Act?
Let me say this. Maybe all of them look at it and say that don't make no sense. We agree with it, Mr. President, and concluded that it don't make no sense, and they concluded that they agree with it. All of them agree with it now. Now we stuck. You find a lawyer. Now you frustrated with the law. You find a lawyer who agree with you, and then have them challenge it. But until then, we must conclude that they looked at it and they said you are wrong.
But let me ask you. Let me say this thing. In respect to the shanty town, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to going after those residents, shouldn't the Department of Immigration now streamline those persons who have these individuals on work permit? Shouldn't they have to come in and prove that these people have proper housing?
Mr. Duncombe, as we transition to our next caller, I want to refer to an article in either last week's papers or the week before. It was when the back and forth with the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition and say, oh, it's NIB passport. We know something going wrong, right? Right in the midst of that conversation, Mr. Duncombe, there was a statement by a government actor. And I talked about it because I found it troubling because they were saying like, hey, look at all of the people that there was a lot of NIB not being paid. Right. And we realized that people were submitting fraudulent documents and not paying the NIB for their employers. Mm-hmm. So we made. What did they do? They didn't prosecute the people. They just brought them into compliance.
Good. So, caller, hang on.
Yeah, sorry about that, caller.
We're concluding so we could transition to the next topic. And the callers still could call in and weigh in.
Yeah.
I found this response, this letter, this...
Unprofessional? Is that the word you were going to use?
It's odd.
I'm trying to be fair and say it's unprofessional.
And I believe that the government... Who, the spokesman, who speaks on behalf of the government, the gentleman, come on, help me out.
Oh, you mean the director of communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr.
Should have addressed that. I know he's in news talking about people malignant people character and vicious attacks of the past, but he have yet to acknowledge this. Like I said, stay focused. Someone using the government letterhead.
Get right? People sending me all kind of video about you talking with Cindy Patrice Daxon.
That's his auntie?
That's his auntie for real?
I don't know.
See, if that's auntie. Your auntie for real, you could talk to however you want. But
That was awkward and odd too. They forget they post.
Unprofessional and awkward. Unbecoming of a young professional.
It was just awkward. I wouldn't go that far.
Go back awkward. To sausage and rice competition, man.
I like the sausage and rice.
My bad. Go back to Office of the Prime Ministering. Go back to that. Focus on that.
You must remember the title. Man, before this break, let me get this caller so you don't wait, and then we're going to break right after this caller. No, we got to go to break? Caller, we see you. We're going to take this quick
Blame
break.
Blame me.
Yeah, I'm going to take this quick break, and caller, we're coming directly back to you, and then we'll start our next conversation. Guiding Radio AM, of course, Aaron Green's with me. Thank you very much, Kermit. Let's take this quick break.
Tomorrow?
No clue what happening.
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fool with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean Coulson up.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's go straight to this caller. If you want to call now, this is the time because we're getting ready to transition. So call now. Caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Morning.
Issue with Mr. Duncombe is speaking about with the Nationality Act.
Okay.
The Constitution, as we now live under, came into effect on Independence Day, the 10th of July, 1973.
Yeah, we all know that.
It is not a retroactive document. And the Nationality Act is a nullity. an act or a thing that is legally void and is which of no importance or worth. That was passed prior to independence, 5 days before independence. Do you all understand that?
No.
You don't?
No, that don't make no sense.
What you mean it don't make no sense?
Hold on. Let's start off this. Have you studied law? Just yes or no?
Have you studied law?
Where did you study law? I can tell you where I studied law soon. But where you study law?
At St. Augustine College in Raleigh, North Carolina. I studied business law.
But you study business law? No. You ready? You asked me where I study law. I have my first degree. You just asked me that now. You said you study business law, not constitutional law.
No.
And then you study. You didn't even study constitutional law, but you study one class business law. Now you're a law professor who wanted to cite to me what the constitutional said, and I asking where did you study law so I could follow you and say, okay, I see where you going. And you won't give me no aspect to say why I should believe you, man.
You ain't see me sitting back, so this boy have more degree and certificate in law than I do.
That's just simple. That's just simple.
Do you know what an ultraviolet act means?
That don't have nothing to do with me. I want to know where
that
you study law.
Everything to do with common sense law.
Okay. Now, let me speak this. Have you spoken to any lawyer about this? And call their name. Call the lawyer name you spoke to.
Mr. Nui.
We're going back and forth. I asked you one question, you answer.
We're talking law here.
No. I asked you again. Hold on. Have you spoken to any lawyer regarding
this? I've read the law.
I asked if you've spoken to any lawyer. We just found out that you didn't study law. Now we're asking if you've spoken to any lawyer. Just say yes or no.
Mr. Nui.
So you have never spoken to no lawyer on this at all.
You just get a dean
from God who said, man, epiphany from God to say, because you study business law, you can go and read the Constitution and interpret it any kind of way and not bring it to anyone who studied law. We have cases, we have attorneys who've been in the law for 30, 40, 50 years, and you've never said, hey, you know what? I've had an epiphany. God sent this down to me, and I want to present this to you, lawyer. This is my opinion on the Constitution, and I want to know what is your viewpoint on it. You say you have never done that? Ever? Not once? I'm just asking you, but answer me. Have you ever done that?
Do you know what an ultravirus act
is? I ask you if you ever bring it to a lawyer.
You know what the ultravirus act means?
Never brought it to a lawyer. And you want me to listen to you?
This is law. I'm speaking law to you.
Did you study law?
Answer that one question.
I asked you if you study law. I want to know who's teaching me things.
Yeah, I study law.
What did you study?
Other than business law.
I read
the law.
Okay, tell me.
You know what I mean?
Where did you study it?
I was advised.
Who advised you?
That everybody should study law, read the law.
You said Ruby Knowledge advise you on this interpretation. That you tell me? No, don't hang up on him. I won't talk to him.
Miss Knowledge like to make it pollution.
I plan to call her right after this. He believe I simple. Because you know I have the number. You said you spoke to Ruby Knowledge on this and she gave you this interpretation?
I didn't say on this.
Oh, for freak's sake.
Okay, listen to me, Mr. Nui.
My God, have mercy.
Do you know what Ultraviolet Act means?
Go ahead. First finish talk. I can let you talk. Because I didn't cut you off because you didn't study law yet. And you're just running on with things when
Tell us what it means, sir. What does it mean?
To act beyond one's legal power or authority.
He speaks to no constitutional lawyer.
And all I'm saying, the line between the
average
Constitution
lawyer
which came into effect on the 10th of
he
July, 1973.
Make a conclusion by himself.
It's one thing.
He ain't going to no judge. He ain't going to no justice of the peace and say, Rodney Munger, what you think about this man? You study law, Rodney. He just say it's him. Just him? He just going by himself?
Mr. Nui.
I let you talk. Finish talk, man. I talk to Aaron. I just find it strange, Aaron. You don't find it strange, Aaron?
He ain't going to no lawyer.
No lawyer, no all constitutional.
You're crippling.
You know how much lawyers we have in the Bahamas?
Sir, all I can tell you is
he could go and talk to and say, hey, Mr. Lawyer, I had an epiphany from God. God sent this down to me, right? And I understand what ultra-virus means because I made the definition up.
Sir,
and I want you, Mr. Lawyer, to explain.
This man is more learned in the law than me, sir.
What's that school? What's that place you just going to ask help from?
The Eugene Deputy Legal Law School.
Go to Eugene Deputy Legal Law Clinic and ask them about that.
Is a document which is a nullity. Do you know what nullity means?
No, but go ahead. I didn't tell you
what nullity means.
So you're saying that because the Nationality Act was passed 5 days before the Act of Independence, that is now null and void, right? That's what you're saying?
It was void ab initio. It had never had no effect.
It was not given
a provision under the old constitution and the constitution that we reside under now.
Have
that came into effect
any lawyer
July,
ever you ever spoke to come to you and say, I agree with you? Just call any of them. Any lawyer. Just any lawyer in the history of the Bahamas talked to and say, hey, I just asked you a question. You won't answer it. Any lawyer. Just call their name. Just call their name.
Mr. Nuri.
Call
their name. Have you ever argued a case in court?
Have you argued a case in front of Michael Barnett?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What was
No. Did you bring a sir?
He did.
Pause. Did you bring sir? Did you bring a case before the court that was ruled on by Barnett?
In my favor.
Or did you,
as a lawyer,
argue a case before the court?
I argued a case.
No, I'm not a lawyer. Do y'all know the difference between a lawyer and an attorney?
Are you an attorney?
Okay, let me tell you
what. Hold on, are you an attorney?
Check this out.
Sir, uncle, and people just call you? Uncle,
listen.
Nobody ever asked you this question before?
Oh, but uncle, I just asked if you're an attorney.
When you are, let me explain, please.
Has anyone ever challenged you on this before to say, hey, this don't make no sense?
Listen, Mr. Nui, could you please just be quiet?
I try my best. It's just laughable.
Too much.
Go ahead. Be quiet. Come on.
You're not going to learn if you keep...
No, go ahead.
Let me tell you the difference between a lawyer and an attorney.
Go ahead.
I said this in the front of a judge who did not understand it. I hate to call his name right now.
Call his name.
No, don't call his name.
I wouldn't know which judge he said that in front of. I wouldn't know which judge in the state. See what the judge said.
Why you can't just let me say the most exciting things on your show?
You don't know who the judge was?
No.
I wouldn't know who the judge is. Go ahead,
sir.
Go ahead. Say who the judge is and go ahead.
Do not stultify yourself. No, I'm not going to call the judge. What I'm saying to you is this. The difference between a lawyer and an attorney, when you go in court as a lawyer or whether you are a layman, you are appointed to ask for another in business or legal matter. No docket says lawyer for the defendant. None says lawyer for the plaintiff. It always says attorney.
Okay, so
for
I got you, sir.
Attorney.
So I have a question. Are you a solicitor or are you a barrister?
That's a British term.
You know,
I have been before the court, and I told you.
What did they charge you for?
A layman.
What did they charge you for inside of, before
sir,
the courts?
Sir. I hanging off the edge of the boat. You in the water. My hand is outstretched. I reach in my hand out to you, sir, to pull you into the boat.
Mind the shark bite you.
Nuri on way on the other side of the boat, sir. He's the captain. But you know why he's the captain? Not just because it's his show. Because this gentleman, Mr. C.A. Nuri, has law degree. You have a law degree, right?
I have a law degree.
I do not.
I mean, I don't.
Sir,
I
I'm trying to help you. Me and you, we in the same part of the boat.
I want to know what school you went to.
Aaron and Nuri, please. I'm going to beg some equanimity, calmness, and composure in a difficult situation.
But
right
you ain't making no sense.
No. You don't want to listen.
Because
you don't have to be a lawyer to be in court. And I've been before the
Go back to the constant.
I was not turned away. Okay? And I won the case. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? And the ruling. Okay, Mr. Nuri?
Sir, okay.
Let him talk for a couple seconds.
When you are appointed, as an attorney.
He became
attorney
an attorney in the court of appeal.
You want to know what an attorney? Go read Section 25 of the Legal Professions Act, and then go read Section 28 of the Companies Act, if you want. And tell me what you're coming up with.
No, man,
let me ask you a question, Aaron.
Constitutional thing.
When you have some legal questions,
you
have any attorney friends?
Yeah.
Snowy, please.
Ask some questions. Say, hey, I plan to talk about this on my show, but can you give me a rundown on these things?
Uncle, he ain't talking to no lawyer. No attorney. No judge. Mr. Nuri, hold on, uncle.
No justice of the peace.
Uncle,
you know,
I won the whole 2016 referendum, you know. I won it. Hold on. I won it. I went all the way to the UN. Right? To the CEDAW committee? Was it the 77th or the 71st session of the CEDAW committee? Hold on. I won.
But at least you gone someplace.
Hold on. I won the referendum, and guess what? Nobody cares.
But you gone
someplace.
Hold on. I was correct.
Let me see.
I went before the magistrate.
Don't make it be about you, man. Let's go talk to
right?
them.
But right? But the point is that
I just wonder what constitution he gone to.
According to the
law is deemed to be good law until it is shown.
Okay. He doesn't call Ruby not his name. What's your name, by the way? So I can call your name.
Dennis Battle.
Dennis, I can call when I hang up. I can inbox Ruby Nordish and ask him if she know you.
Uncle, it's me and you sitting on the side of the boat, man.
Call Chief Justice to Michael Barnett.
Is Michael Barnett still our cousin, Aaron?
We have Michael Barnett's number from the group, right?
I can mention your name to him. Dennis, can I mention his? And he'll recognize you?
Uncle.
Where you going? I want to know when I inbox the Chief Justice, right? Because he's our cousin. He's in the group. You know what's up, right?
Uncle, the next time I could call, you supposed to say yes. I get my hand in the water, stretch out to you, Uncle.
You know this good gentleman. He's having this conversation with you. You know, just for the entertainment. Just throw it out.
Anyway, sir.
You know what's up group with Sir Michael Barnett?
No, I'm in the HHT. What's up?
You want to talk to him that way?
Yeah.
Throw the question out. I want to know if any lawyer he speak to, any lawyer... Oh, but the constitution, we have some good constitutional. We just had Harvey Times just transition now. He would have talked about it, but I can't hear it from you.
The point I was trying to make
is
that Nuri, of the two of us, Nuri is the learned one.
But our cousin Gomez,
who just celebrated his birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Let's have Damien talk about it. You know. All them constitutional lawyers we have in the Bahamas, and not one of them even siding with this. You know, just makes sense. You by yourself, and people listening.
I just want to ask Uncle.
And he took a business law. that's what he said. No, man, I took a business.
That's my uncle.
Did you take a business law when he was in school in university?
No. That's my uncle. I took a business law twice. I'm trying to stretch my hand out to my uncle and save him.
I get a D in that. I took a business law twice. Two different degrees. I took a business law. And he's signed his business law class.
Uncle, do not let this trouble your spirit here.
Lord. He's taking business law.
Do not let this trouble you, Uncle.
You know what I also take up?
It's me. I stuck in the studio with Nuri.
3-11 English. You think that make me an English? like throw it right back.
Anyway, Mr. Nuri.
I took a 4-10.
As we end the show, right?
You think I can go in statistics and say I can get a job?
The next question on the table was, why the mystery over $10 million loan to Carmichael Village Company? That was in the Nassau Tribune, 14th of August, 2025.
All day. That's a topic for tomorrow. Read it again. And we got to go.
Why the mystery over $10 million loan to Carmichael Village Company? Nassau Tribune, 14th of August, 2025. But of course, grab your copy of today's Nassau Guardian. And most of all, save the education section and use it as a model, a role model, an example for your kids to show them you could do whatever you set your mind to.
This has been Guardian Radio AM, and we need more constitutional lawyers to come forward and say, people, hey, don't listen to that, buddy. We study law.
I study only a little bit.
I mean, we need better people to listen to, man. We can't be listening to everybody, every and anybody who study business math and business.
Ministry of Transport, give us a public statement as to the status of Market Street between Market Street and Blue Hill Road, please. Because I cannot be two-way with no lines in the middle of the road.
Wonderful day.
All the striping companies we got in this country. Yeah, not one stripe on the road?
No stripe. Yeah. Goodbye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.